Thank you. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama.
ಸ್ಮರಿಸುತ್ತೀಶ್ವರ ಸ್ವಯಂ ದೇಶಿಸಿಕೊಂಡು ತಾನು ವಿಚಾರ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿದಿನ ಅಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಅನಂತ ಪರಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ರಾಮಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭುನಿತ್ಯ ನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತಿ ಗಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀ ವಾಸವಿ ಗೋಷಿ ರಾಧ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪಿ ವೃಂದಾವೃಂದಿಸ್ಕಾಂತಾಂಡಾಚಾರ್ಯ
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, entitled The Pandavas Retire Timely, Text Number
38.
We want everyone to listen very carefully this morning because Bhagavan Maharaj has requested that we leave time for questions. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Svarat putram dini anapinadinam atmana shushumam bunai goya nidya patim bhumer abhyasimchar utabhaye svarat
svarat
Putram
Putram
Vinayinam
Vinayinam
Atmana.
Atmana.
Sushamam.
Sushamam.
Hastinapur, he enthroned his grandson, who was trained and equally qualified as the emperor and master of all land ordered by the seas. Report. Until the land on the earth watered by the seas was under the subjugation of the king of Hastinapur. Maharaj Yudhisthira trained his grandson, Maharaj Parikshit, who was equally qualified in state administration, in terms of the king's obligation to the citizens. Thus Parikshit was enthroned in the seat of Maharaj Yudhisthira prior to his departure back to Godhead. Concerning Maharaj Parikshit, the specific word used, Vinayino, is significant. Why was the king of Hastinapur, at least at the time of Maharaj Parikshit, accepted as the emperor of the world? The only reason is that the people of the world are happy because of the good administration of the
emperor.
The happiness of the citizens was due to the ample production of natural produce, such as grains, fruits, wild birds, viable stones, minerals, and everything that they needed.
当时由于他们的优秀管理，大自然、圣泉人们所需的水果、牛奶、草药、宝石、矿物和一切自然产物，人民生活都幸福快乐。They
were even free from all bodily miseries, anxieties of mind, and disturbances created by natural phenomena and other living beings.
当时的人们甚至不受自然现象或其他生物所导致的身体疾病、心理焦虑等因素的干扰。
Because everyone was happy in all respects, there was no resentment, although there were sometimes battles between the state kings for political reasons and supremacy.
当时尽管因为政治原因和主权问题，诸侯之间有时会有战争。
Everyone was trained to attain the highest goal of life, and therefore the people were also enlightened enough not to quarrel over trivialities. The influence of the age of Kali gradually infiltrated the good qualities of both the kings and the citizens, and therefore a tense situation developed between the ruler and the ruled. But still, even in this age of disparity between the ruler and the ruled, there can be spiritual emolument
and God consciousness. That is a spiritual, that is a special drug.
塔利宁带的影响逐渐渗透，轻视着经常和国民的美好统治。如果结果，统治者与被统治者之间的关系就开始变得紧张。但尽管如此，这个年代仍有一项独特的优点，那就是他获得灵修进步，培养神觉，统治者与被统治者就可以团结起来。
罗马别人怎么能够死啊？别人怎么能够死啊？这是你的关键。的确，他们能够使用传统的语言，也爱是不是可以跟你们
的主人
的是的，跟他的是的，他的主人的是的，他的主人的
是的，他的主人的是的，他的主人的是的，他Word emperor is used. All of you here in China, you're also familiar with this word emperor. For many hundreds of, actually many thousands of years, your country was ruled by emperors.
事实上由成千上万年以来我们的国家一直受到帝王的统治
This dynasty, that dynasty,
这个王朝那个王朝等等
Technically an emperor is the king of kings
其实这个帝王是指国王之国王中的国王
There may be many kings in a kingdom but the chief king, the head king is called the emperor
我们可能有很多的小的王国有很多的国王但是这所谓的国王的最首领就叫做帝王。
And after the battle of Kurukshetra 5,000 years ago in India, Maharaj Yudhishthira, he was made the emperor, he was made the king of kings by the Lord himself.
在五千年前这个库鲁铁战争之后呢，由主本人就指点这个 Parikshit Maharaj 做了世界的帝王。
Actually, one of the principal reasons for the battle.The famous battle of Kurukshetra was to establish Yudhishthira as the emperor.
事实上，这个库鲁之野战争的一个最主要的原因之一，就是让Yudhishthira Maharaj 来做国王，做帝王。
Of course, there were many reasons.
当然了，这个库鲁之野还有很多其他的原因。
We also know the battle took place so that the Lord Krishna could speak.Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna for the benefit of all humanity for all of time.
比如说，我们知道这个库鲁之野战争的其中一个原因就是设置这样一个场合，让主 Krishna 对 Arjuna 来为了世人，为了整个全世界的利益而讲述国家国歌。
But another reason was to establish Yudhishthira as king because all the kings were fighting.
其中还有一个原因就是要把 Yudhishthira 建立为让他来确立为国王，因为当时有很多的国王都在。
Here in the Krishna book, the very beginning of the Krishna book, how the earth was overburdened by demoniac kings. We're not ruling properly, we're not ruling according to Vedic
kingdom.
So they were so powerful that no peace or prosperity could be established. So therefore, Lord Krishna, he had to personally appear, and one of his purposes in appearing was to annihilate the demons, to kill these demoniac kings. And when they were all dead and gone,Kings like Jarasandha and Kamsa and Shishupal and Narsimha, they were all dead and gone. Then, after the battle of Kurukshetra, then Krishna established Yudhishthira as king of kings. He became the emperor of the whole world.Historians will be interested to know, except for one of them, that at one time in history there was one earthly state. It was one state ruled by the emperor who reigned or was situated in what is now Delhi. That's good.
这个是国家网上讲课，但是呢，我们讲一讲这个历史是很有趣的。就曾经呢，以前整个的世界是由一个地方来统治，一个地方叫做现在的德里。
There's no capital of the world.
现在这个世界已经没有首都了。
We may have our capitals of our countries.
但是我们自己的国家会有首都。
Like here in China, you have Beijing. You have Beijing.
比如说中国，我们有北京。
And in Australia, they have Canberra.
澳大利亚有
Canberra, which has come from Australia.
刚从澳大利亚过来。
And in New Zealand, they have Wellington.
新西兰呢有 Wellington 这个地方。
And in my country, we have Washington D.C.
我的国家美国它的首都是 Washington D.C.
So the whole country is ruled from these capitals. But just imagine, at one time in history, there was one capital for the whole world, and there was one emperor.
现在我们不同的国家都有不同的首都来统治，但是我们想象一下，在曾经有那么一段时间，整个世界就一个王国，就一个帝国，而且只有一个首都。
All of you people, all of your ancestors used to pay tribute not to Beijing but to Constantinople.
我们中间所有人的祖先以前我们的所有的这供奉啊，不是供给北京，而是供给哈辛的国。
There's reference to all of you in the Bhagavatam, who called the Kashya.
事实上，在八卦的国家法则里面也提到我们以前叫做喀夏种族。
You were considered a little difficult to work with.
喀夏这个地方好像是比较困难的。
Because there's a verse in Bhagavatam that says, even people of the Kashya race, they can also be delivered by the mercy of the Lord, especially through chanting Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
在国家法坛里面这样提到，他说，即便像喀夏这样的种族，也能够通过唱诵哈瑞克什纳圣人来拯救。
Actually, we see that that is true because all of you are very enthusiastic.
事实上，我们已经看到这一切都是真实的，因为大家都是非常充满热情的过程。
Coming forward, a large group here to hear the Bhagavatam.
你们成群结队的跑到这里来，聆听国家法坛。
Chanting, dancing, great ecstasy.
你们还带着极大的喜乐的唱诵和舞蹈。
And I've seen that you really like prasadam.
而且我还能看到说我们大家非常喜欢 prasadam.
Those chopsticks start flashing. You might be seeing those chopsticks moving. They're moving so fast. It's super fast. So good candidates for devotional service.
你们用筷子那个速度飞速，我都看不清楚你们在使用，所以你们是做奉献服务的很好的候选人。
So we can see there's great potential for your country, although at this time it's not.Possible to really preach openly in China.
所以虽然说现在我们就几乎是不可能公开在中国传教的，但是中国肯定有很大的潜力。
But if that opportunity were there, I'm sure by the grace of the Lord, one day, perhaps not in our lifetimes, but one day that opportunity will be there, I think there'll be a great flood of love of Godhead throughout the country of China.
虽然说我们不肯定在我们今生能不能看到这一天，但是我相信由于得到了主的仁慈，那么中国有一天肯定会充满了神爱的这种境界状况。
It's the grace of Lord Chaitanya and Sri Prabhupada.
这都是由于Sri Chaitanya 和Sri Prabhupada的仁慈。
And also Sri Prabhupada's generous son, His Holiness Kamala Krishna Goswami.
当然，同时还有Sri Prabhupada最亲密的、最亲爱的儿子，是Kamala Krishna Goswami的仁慈。
All the fruits and flowers that we're seeing today in the form of your beautiful devotees, of course, is the result of the seed that was planted in your country by the preaching efforts of Goswami Maharaj.
那么今天我们看到你们这所有的整个中国的所有传教成果，都是由于是Kamala Krishna Goswami的仁慈努力。
Time to time, you must remember the efforts of such devotees in their pioneering work in national consciousness, lest we not forget.
所以呢，我们都应该时不时的想起我们这个中国的先锋来到中国传教的先锋队，所以至少我们千万不要忘了。
So in this verse, in particular, we hear some of the duties of the emperor. Let us just say, for practical purposes, the king.
那么这个世界他们主要是讨论的这个帝王，或者说实际点就是这个国王的重要性。
Nowadays people are interested in courses of leadership
现在人们都喜欢去上这个领导的课程。
If you go to the bookstore, I don't know about here in China, but if you go to the bookstore like in the West, you see lots of books on leadership.
我不知道现在中国的书店是怎么样的，但是我们在西方的书店去看，有很多很多书都是关于教你怎么样管理，怎么样做领导。
I think one of the first most prominent books is called The One-Minute Manager. One-Minute Manager.
其中有一本非常非常出名的书叫做《一分钟管理管理者》。
So also here, so many instructions are given in Bhagavatam on how to lead the people.
那么现在我们也可以从这个八卦上里面听到教我们怎么样来管理或者说去领导别人。
Actually, there's ample information on leadership in the scriptures.
事实上在北达文献里面有很多很多关于管理的课程。
Most notably, there are what is called the Dharma Shastras.
那最著名的叫做 Dharma Shastra, 就是说叫做关于宗教的经典。
Like Manasamhita or Atharva Veda.
比如说 Manasamhita, Atharva Veda. 还有一个叫 Atharva Veda.
Atharva Veda in particular teaches how to rule citizens in times of peace.
Atharva Veda 尤其是教我们在和平年代如何来统治成员。
How to conduct war if necessary.
如何在需要的时候去发动战争。
How to manage the treasury.
如何去管理我们的财富。
How to manage the money.How to inflict punishment for crimes of
anger.
It may sound kind of boring to all of us because we're transcendentalists, but it's required. Even for a spiritual organization, these things are required.
即便只是为了一些灵性的组织，这些一切的管理的技能还是需要。
When Sri Prabhupada was leaving this world, one day he called Giriraj Swami to his bedside.
在 Sri Prabhupada 最后的日子里面，他曾经有一次叫 Giriraj Swami 把他叫到他的床前。
And he asked Maharaj, he said, Prabhupada said, how will this movement go on when I leave?
他就问那个 Prabhupada 就说当我离开的时候这个整个运动怎么样才能够继续下去
Prabhupada was concerned how this one will go on after you die
因为 Prabhupada 当时非常的忧或者有点担心当他离世之后这个整个运动该怎么样继续
So Giriraj Maharaj gave a standard answer He said well Prabhupada if we follow the four legged principles and we chant 16 rounds everything will go very smoothly
第一来说明他就给了一个标准答案他说跑跑如果我们念诵十六圈每天念十六圈然后追随思想规范原则一切都会运行正常
So Prabhupada said no
跑跑说不是的
not that we shouldn't chant around and follow the principle he said no he said organization and intelligence then things will go on so
当然这并不是说我们就不用念十六圈也不用追随规范原则了但是同时他就更加的就是如果我们应该很好的组织而且组织和智慧同时进行
If there's good organization, there's intelligent leaders.
如果这个组织的很好如果还有非常有智慧的管理者那么这个运动就能够正常运行
So how to organize society, that's the duty of the leader.
那么到底怎么样来管理组织一个社团呢那这就是这个领导者的职责
I think to organize nicely, there'll be peace and there'll be material prosperity.
如果一切组织得很好的话人们还会有物质上的繁荣人们都会非常的快乐
Of course, kings weren't only interested in peace and material
当然对于管理者来说就物质上的财富或者说管理并不是他们唯一的兴趣
As Govinda Maharaj pointed out the other day these kings were sometimes not always they were Rajarishis they were like sadhus out of obligation, sitting on the throne. So they were actually more interested in the spiritual prosperity.
就像Govinda Maharaj 前几天讲课提到了，他说其实曾经有的时候，有些国王他们其实是圣人，他们只是为了能够管理人的或者说代理人的才来坐到王位上。其实他们更大的兴趣还是希望能够达到灵性上的进步。
There's two things we have to deal with, the material and spiritual. We have these bodies and we're spirit souls. So we have to satisfy the needs of the body, and we have to satisfy the needs of the soul.
那一共呢有我们知道有物质的和灵性的，那我们有这个物质躯体，但同时呢我们又是灵魂， 所以我们需要同时满足物质和灵魂的需要。
Isn't it? Life is a lot about just finding the balance.
是不是？其实我们的一生当中都是在去寻找平衡。
Here in China, you have that famous sign, the yin and the yang.
中国有非常著名的阴和阳。
阴和阳。So what does it mean? It's the white and it's the black, and they're not, it's not like a straight line coming between the two, but you see it's kind of curved. Isn't it the yin and yang? They're interflowing, the material and the spiritual, very intimately connected. So to be happy, we need both material prosperity and we need spiritual prosperity. And everything's okay. How?
所以呢，我们看到这个阴阳，其实就是它的那个图啊，就是一面是白的，一面是黑的，而且白和黑之间不是一道直线，它是曲线。所以呢，其实这个灵性的和物质，它两者是紧密相连的。那如果我们能在这两者达到平衡的话，那一切都是非常好。
So the kings they had to know how to facilitate material prosperity and spiritual.
那么这些国王呢，他们就知道如何来满足，同时满足物质和灵性上的方法。
Unfortunately, modern day politicians as well. They're more interested in material prosperity because that's what the mass of people want. People are not so interested in spiritual life in Kali Yuga. Therefore, the politicians, they only talk about the material benefits that people would get if they're in Kali Yuga.
庞巴在这个要旨里进一步接着，他说：“但是不幸的是，尤其是在那个卡利年代，因为人们他们根本对灵性上的利益根本不感兴趣。每一次，尤其是我们看到选举的时候，如果这个领导被候选人，如果他们只是谈论怎么样在物质上使人们受益，那么他们就会被选举。”
But the people won't be happy with those politicians if they simply give them those material facilities because the enemy is material and spiritual.
但是事实上，如果这个领导只是给予人们物质上的快乐、物质上的满足和昌盛繁荣的话，人们并不会得到真正的快乐，因为我们必须同时满足阴和阳，也就是说，我们必须满足物质和灵性上平衡的满足和快乐。
Therefore, in every country, you see constant change. One political party after another political party after another. People are never satisfied because the leaders can't really satisfy them, the ultimate sense of the word, spiritual. So people become upset.Not happy, let new leaders overthrow the leaders.
So we will see that in this world, in each country, there are constantly changing.
In Vedic times, the people were satisfied with the leadership because the leadership facilitated their material needs and also helped them on the spiritual path. So people felt satisfied.
事实上，在伟达时代，人们对整个的他们的领导是非常的满足的，因为这些管理者他们能够同时满足人们物质上的繁荣需要和灵性上的需要。
Modern leaders don't know this.
但是现在的这些统治者，他们对此一无所知。
They don't read the Manusmita.
他们从来没读过《曼努法典》。
Manusmita discusses this point.
事实上，《Manusmita》就是《曼努法典》是讨论过这个要点。
There's a famous verse that Prabhupada often quoted from Manusmita.
是爸爸经常引用那Manusmita 里面的一个事情。
Pravritir Aisha Bhutanam Vivritir Tuma.That everyone in material life is attracted to furthering the way of attachment.
这个物质世界的每一个人都每一个人都非常希望不断的加强自己物质上的发展。
But Nivritir to Mahaphalam, the greatest treasure is to be gained by following, by following the way of detachment.
但事实上，人们真正的利益，它是从如果我们去追随这个气绝的原则，他们开始。
If the leader knows how to facilitate material prosperity and teach people detachment from this world and attachment to God, that leader can stay in power for years and years and years before he's satisfied.
所以说如一个领导他懂得同时给予人们物质上的繁荣昌盛，同时又教人们应该在灵性上变得气质的话，那么这个领导肯定会以很多很多年都非常的有力的。
What is leadership? Leadership means to take one out of darkness into light.
领导是什么意思？领导就是把人们从黑暗当中拔到带到进入光明之中。
Out of ignorance into knowledge.
也就是把人们从无知带到知识。
Out of the material world into the spiritual. That is leadership. To lead means to move progressively forward.
从物质世界带入到灵性世界，也就是说领导的功能就是让人不断的前进，领导就是这个。
The very word lead means progressively moving forward.
领导的意思就是前进。
If you're a fool, how can you lead? If you're not enlightened, how will you lead people?
但是如果一个人非常的愚蠢，如果一个人都非常的无知，他怎么可能去领导别人？
Like Jesus said of materialistic leaders, the blind leading the blind, and they all fall into the ditch.
就像耶稣基督说，这些物质主义者、物质的领导，他们说就是瞎子引瞎子，最后就会掉到了沟里面。
The basic definition of leadership is out of darkness into light, out of ignorance into knowledge, out of the material world into the spiritual. That's real leadership.
但是呢，伟大时代的领导，他们是把人们从黑暗中带到光明，从无知带到知识，从物质世界、物质层面带到灵异层面，这才是真正的领导。
Therefore, Bhagavatam says no one should become a spiritual master.
所以佛教梵文里面说到，一个人没法成为灵性导师。
A father.
和一个父亲。
A husband.
一个丈夫。
A brother.
或者母亲。
A king.
国王。
Or worshipful demigod,
或者说值得崇拜的半神。
Unless they can deliver their dependence from repetition.
除非他能够把那些依靠他的人带离这个生死轮回。
So that's how the Raja Rishis thought.
那么这就是那些 Raja Rishi, 就是圣哲国王们所做的事情。
But it wasn't always that the leader was like a saint.
但是呢，并不是说所谓的领导就一直都像一个圣人。
That was rare.
其实是很罕有的。
It's hard to find saints.
找到圣人非常的困难。
Chanaka Pandit, he says, you won't find a pearl in the head of every elephant.
Chanaka Pandit 曾经说，你在这个大象的头上，你找不到珍珠。
You won't find rubies in every mountain.
也不可能在每一座山上都能找到 ruby 这个红宝石。
You won't find sandalwood, beautiful sandalwood tree in every forest.
你也不可能在每一座森林里面都能找到美丽的檀香树。
And he says you may not find the association of saintly persons in every world.
也就是说，同时呢，你也不可能在每一个绅士都能得到圣人的美丽。
Saints are the perfected human beings.
圣人是指那些已经达到完美的人类。
They're the smallest percentage in human society.
但是现在在这个人类社会当中，其实已经是它的比例是最小的。
And the mass of people, they've achieved perfection, so they're a very small percentage.
在整个人民大众当中，那些达到完美的人，他的比例是非常小的。
Hard to find a saintly person. They're very rare.
这些圣人非常的罕有，你要找到他们非常不容易。
Manushyanam sahasresu kaschidyatate shidhaye. Krishna says in Gita that out of many millions and millions of men, perhaps one has taken up the process of self-realization. And those who have done that, hardly one knows me in truth.
于是呢，在佛教梵文里，他曾经说的，他说有千千万万当中寻找完美的人，只有一很少的人才能够真正达到自我，能够走上这个自我觉悟之途。而在很多这种人当中，几乎很难有一个人能够真正的认识到真正的我。
If you're lucky enough, or let us say fortunate, Mara said not going the other day, if you're fortunate and you find such a person, you should immediately take shelter.
如果我们足够幸运，能够真正找到这样的水平的人，那我们应该立即去脱避于他们的莲花池。
We had some of our programs in Australia were so popular that we had to turn people away, to close the doors and tell people go home. There's no room left in our program. I was always lamenting. It's taken them maybe hundreds or thousands of births to get the opportunity to associate with genuine sadhus, devotees of the Lord. We have to close the door in their face.Next year we have to get bigger halls.
前阵子在澳大利亚举行节目的时候，因为这是个公众节目，是在一个大厅里面，很多时候因为这个大厅不够大，所以我们必须得跟很多很多人说对不起，这个已经买了坐不进去了，我们得当着他们的面把这个门关上，让他们进不来。当时我非常的悲伤，那他们这些人那么 得到这样一个含量的机会，能得到圣人的怜悯，现在我们却不得不把他们拒之门外，所以下次我们应该找一个更大的大厅。
So Vedic culture, we hear of the kings, but they weren't always pure devotees like Yudhishthir, Parikshit, and Dhruva. Not always. They may have been righteous, but they may not have been pure.
那么在伟达时代也是像Yudhishthir Maharaj、Dhruva Maharaj 等等这一类的，他们其实是非常含量的，非常圣人，就是达到完美的。当然可以说他们可能会非常的正直，但是这种纯粹的圣人往往是非常含久的。
Kings are often in the mode of passion.
通常情况下，国王他们都是处在情欲形态。
Divide and conquer and rule and make judgments. So, you know, although they were trying to do the right thing, they were sometimes influenced by passion.
他们必须不断的划分统治，然后去惩罚等等。当然，他们也试图在去做正确的事情，但是呢，他们仍然受到情欲形态的控制。
So therefore, Vedic Shastra dictated that a king.He always had to have a council of brahmanas.
所以呢，这个经典里面它就有这样的说法，就每一个国王都应该有个婆罗门的一个顾问一样去。
Who could give good advice in the mode of goodness.
也就是说，这个顾问呢，他应该处在善良形态，他能够给这个国王提出非常好的建议。
So even as devotees, we're transcendentals, but because of our material attachments and our conditioning, these perhaps are impurities. So we always, before making an important decision,We always consult with the spiritual master, with the shastra, with the sadhus. We don't just make independently make some decision. We know that we should take advice from others who are spiritually situated before making a choice.
即便对于我们奉献者来说，我们因为我们虽然是奉献者，但是因为我们本身还有很多的物质的基础啊，物质的污染。所以呢，每当我们要做出重大的决定之前，我们必须去征求 guru 的意见，征求沙度或圣人奉献者的意见，还要征求，还去查询经典。
So nowadays the leaders they have their ministers, they have their counselors, but they all have material qualifications. They don't have like brahmanas, they don't have priests around them giving them some good advice from the spiritual level. That was required.
那么在现在这些统治者或者这很多管理者他们呢也有一些顾问去他们随时会咨询他们但这些人他们都只是具备一些物质的资格他们对灵性上并没有就是对灵性一无所知他们不是婆罗门事实上但其实这是非常需要的
Politicians and the lawyers people like that they may be conversant with material laws but they may not know subtle laws
对政治家、法律师啊等等，他们可能对这个物质上的法则非常的清楚，但是这个灵性的这种精微层面的法则就一无所知。
But the Brahmanas they knew about the subtle laws of nature.
但是呢，这些婆罗门他们对于大自然的这种精微的法则也是非常清楚的。
To be a good king, you had to know about all the laws because the laws affect all the people.
如果你要做一个好的国王，其实你是必须对物质和灵性的法则都是非常清楚的，因为你要统治整个。
How can you be a king? How can you be a leader without being conversant with the laws of God?
你怎么？如果你对这个神的法则一无所知的话，你怎么可能去领导人呢
？The laws of God are not like the arbitrary or relative laws of mundane politicians.
神的法则跟这些现在这些世俗的政治家的这些世俗的法律那些法律等等，那是没有是很不可相比的。
Absolute.
神的法则它是绝对的。
They influence people at all times and all places like the law of karma.
这就比如说神的这个业报定律一样，它是在对所有的人所有的时间都是实用的。
The law of karma is very important.
我们知道这个业报法律它是非常重要的。
Whatever you do comes back to you.
无论你做出什么，结果它都会回到你身上。
If you do good, good comes back to you. If you do bad, bad comes back to you.
如果你做了好事，好事回到你身上；如果你做了坏事，结果也会有坏事发生在你身上。
So if you're king and you're ruling people, you want your citizens to be happy. You have to know what the good things to do and what are the bad things to avoid. Otherwise, your people are going to be miserable.
如果你要做一个好的国王，让人们快乐的话，那你就必须知道如何去做好的事情，避免不好的事情，否则的话，人们会很痛苦。
A king, he has to tell the people, don't kill, slaughter the animals, don't take intoxication, don't engage in illicit sex, don't gamble, because if you do, you get bad karma.
那么这个作为一个国王，他就必须告诉你的臣民，你不要去吃，不要去屠杀动物，不要去麻醉，你不要赌博，也不要过非法性生活，否则的话，你的生活会变得非常痛苦。
But nowadays there's secular government. It means there's no connection between religion and the state.
但是现在我们知道，我们的宗教和国家这个管理，政府其实已经没有关系了。
That's because the religions did so many bad things themselves in the past, so people don't want religion.
那是因为这个很多的宗教团体在以前也做了很多的坏事情，所以现在人们不想跟这个宗教有关系。
The Prabhupada said the misuse of something doesn't mean the original thing is wrong.
但是爸爸说，如果某一些人误用了某些事物，这并不意味着他们以前本身就是错。
So good government religion has to be involved in good government because religion takes into consideration some of the subtle laws of nature.
事实上，我们现在的政府是应该去考虑这些宗教的这些法则的，因为这个宗教它是更多的是跟这个大自然的精微的法律有关。
You can't ignore Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita and have a prosperous society.
如果我们想要让这个社会繁荣昌盛的话，我们就没法去忽略住Krishna 在《国家梵课》里面这些说法。
For example, Krishna discusses very clearly how to be materially prosperous.
比如说 ，Krishna 也其实也已经说出来了，要怎么样才能达到物质上的繁荣。
He said, "In the beginning, I sent forth generations of men and women."
他说在一开始的时候我就派来了很多的这些奉神人
and bless them that by the performance of yajna a sacrifice all material facility will be destroyed
那如果我们你做一些而且给予他们祝福如果我们经常去做火祭啊祭祀各种各样的祭祀那么他们就会有风调雨顺繁荣昌盛
modern leadership thinks that byeconomic development by building and industry and factories, people will be prosperous.
现在这些政治家他们认为只要有了工厂有了学校有了各种各样的组织这个社会就很好了。
Without the grace of God, nothing can be successful.
但事实上如果没有得到神的仁慈的话没有任何事情能取得成功。
Everything comes from God.
事实上一切都是来自于神的。
Nitya Nityanam, Chaitanya is Chaitanam, Ekadahanam, Yogavididam.One person, there's so many eternal beings, but there's one who's fulfilling the desires of everyone. That's Krishna. So you can't ignore him.
当然了，永恒的生物体有很多很多，但是只有这一个能够实现人们所有愿望，那就是 Krishna. 我们没法去忽略他。
And if you acknowledge all the gifts that he's giving, he'll continue to provide them in abundance.
如果我们能去认，我们能承认他给我们的这所有的礼物，那么他就会不断的继续来帮保护我们。
And how do we acknowledge the existence of and the mercy of God? We perform yogas.
那么到底怎么样来去认可他的这些普门的这些半神呢？那么就通过火祭。
Yajna by Vishnu, to please God. Actually, yajna really just means like saying thank you, thanks.Look, if someone gives you a gift and you can just ignore them, you don't say thank you. Don't expect you're going to get another gift from that person. So is God giving us gifts? Of course, He's giving us the air we breathe. He's giving the water we drink.
给我们水可以喝。
He's giving the food we eat.
可以给我们食物去吃。
Do the scientists create water? Do they create air? Do they create food? No.
你看那科学家，他们创造了空气，创造了水，创造了食物吗？
They can move those things around and assemble them and call them theirs, but they don't create them.
那他们呢？只能唯一能做的就是把这些所谓的东西收集到一块，但是他们是没法创造。
Earth, air, fire, water, mind, intelligence, and false ego. All of them, they're all coming from God.Amsavasya Pabhavo, Matasarvam Pabhartate. I'm the source of everything that is material and spiritual.
土水火空气心意自信条等等这一切都是来自于神的。Krishna 在国家梵里说了物质世界灵运世界一切都来自于他。
Krishna is very happy to provide these things for us.
事实上 Krishna 非常高兴地把这些提供了给我们。
We're his children.
因为我们是他的孩子。
So Father has a natural...inclination to help his children.
那么父亲天生的他就想要去帮助自己的孩子。
Even the bad ones, he still feeds them.
里面那些坏孩子，他还是会给他们吃的。
So God will maintain all of us.
所以呢，神会维系我们所有的人。
You just have to say thank
you. 我们唯一要做的就是说谢谢你。
So、how do you do that?
那么怎么来感谢呢
？Yagya vai Vishnu, you do yagya. So King would tax the people, and with that money, he'd have these big agnihotras and.Tons of ghee and grains and charity. That's, you know, Krishna didn't need all of that, but it's just an offering. It's a way of saying, thank you.
我们说这个献祭的方式其实就是做祭祀，像以前的那些帝王，他们去杀这个杀那个，其实就必须不需要的，我们没需要做的就是跟必须的说谢谢。
So therefore, the king had the right to tax the people.
那国王他是有权利去攻击人的。
People are complaining to get taxed.
Tax, 对不起，收税。国王应该有这个权利去收税，那么人们总是在抱怨被税收税了。
If the king would take that money, he would build roads, he'd dig wells, he'd make the clean water, he'd do so many things that the public benefit. Not wrong to tax.
但事实上，这个政府他收了这个税收啊，其实他是用来建路啊、修学校啊等等等等，就保持人们的水的洁净啊等等，就是需要的。
What's wrong is when the politicians take the tax and they put it in their own pocket.
这是没有问题，但如果这个政治家他把这个税收的他装到自己的口袋里面，那这就有问题。
But the principle of taxing is not wrong.
但其实这个税收的原则本身没有错。
Some countries they tax as much as up to 60% of the people's earnings, but You go to this country, you see nice roads and, you know, proper electrical facilities and pure water and nice buildings. So if the government uses it correctly, no problem.
我们看到有一些地方，这个政府他们税收是收人们的那个收入的60%，收的是似乎是很高。但是我们可以看到，有建的非常好的路，有洁净的水，有很好的建筑等等，其实这没有问题。
Corruption.Means that when the politicians take that money, which comes in various ways, and they put it in a Swiss bank.
但是呢，当这些政治家他们把这所有的税收放在自己的私人银行里面，那就有问题了。
So then people don't benefit materially, and they don't benefit spiritually. So that money has to be used for yogas.
那么这样的话，人们在物质和灵性上都没有得到任何的益处，于是呢，这也是应该用来做祭祀。
It wasn't the Brahmins who organized the yagyas, it was the kings. But of course nowadays, such yagyas are not.
但到了现在这日子，现在这个时代，对祭祀已经不可能了。
Also, so much ghee, so much grain, so much gold, and so much.
你现在做这个祭祀需要很多的金子，需要很多的鸡啊等等，那是不可能的。
One time, Prabhupada was performing a marriage yoga for two of his disciples, Gurudas and Yamunadeva.
有一次是 Prabhupada 给他的两个门徒 Gurudas 和 Yamunadeva 做一个婚祭。
Yamuna was very happy with her wedding day.
Yamuna 那是很高兴，因为这是他的婚礼的一天。
And Prabhupada gave the lecture and started the fire. He poured the ghee onto the fire, and the fire went out.
那Prabhupada就讲了课之后，他就开始做这个祭祀，然后他把这个火上面浇这个 ghee， 这个火被被 ghee 浇灭了。
So Prabhupada looked at the ghee. He said, "What kind of ghee is this?" And the Lord said, "It's not ghee, Prabhupada. It's margarine. It's not made from vegetable oil. Not from cow."It's not ghee, it's not made from milk, it's made from vegetable oil. So we put vegetable oil on the fire went out.
然后他就问这是什么 ghee 啊，然后奉献者告诉他妈妈这不是 ghee， 这个是植物油。
So the temple president said, Papa, we're too poor.
然后那些这个庙长说Papa，我们太穷了，买不起 ghee。
So Papa said, this marriage is starting off on a bad footing. Starting off in a bad way.
那婆婆就说这个婚礼开始的不好。
So Jimena started to cry.
然后开始哭了起来。
And a few years later, her husband took sannyas.
过了几年之后，她的丈夫就做了sannyasi。
But she's a very good devotee.
那她是个非常好的奉献者。
Very
fixed devotee. 那莫扎德当时他是在整个贵族世界里面非常稳定的一个奉献者。
She wasn't too disturbed.
他呢所以呢当时也不是觉得非常的受
伤。My point is that people don't have the money to perform these services.
所以呢我们就可以看，但我们现在讲的就是说，现在人们太穷了，都买不了，没法做祭祀，没法说这样以这种方式跟神说感谢。
Lord makes it very easy. You don't need butter, you don't need gold, you don't need grains. You need a little prana. You need a little air, a little breath. You can glorify God with your breath. Who doesn't have breath?
所以呢，我们知道 Krishna 所以在这一年呢，就做了调整。你要做这个祭祀，再也不需要 ghee， 不需要金子，不需要这个。但是呢，你们唯一需要做这个祭祀的方式呢，就是用一点点呼吸。谁没有呼吸
？Raise your hand if you don't have breath。
如果你没有呼吸的话，举手。
You won't be able to raise your hand because you'd be a dead man.
如果你们真的没有呼吸，你根本没法举手，因为可能就死了。
You won't be able to reply.
根本没法回答我。
We all have breath, so we can use that breath. Look at that breath. We're glorifying God.Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
每个人都有呼吸，那我就一点点的呼吸来唱诵这个 Hare Krishna Mantra。
Krishna says in Gita, sacrifices and the chanting.
Krishna 在国家梵歌里面说了，在所有的祭祀当中，人都是唱诵圣名。
So if the governments of the world organize.Big Harinam Sankirtan parties, then you would see the whole situation would change.
If we can see that the whole world has organized this Harinam Sankirtan group, then you see that the whole world would change.
They don't see the connection between chanting Hare Krishna on the streets and material prosperity.
Of course, they can't see that the whole world would change. Because they don't have faith in the Lord's name. Because they don't have faith in
the Lord's name. Because
they don't have faith in the Lord's name.
Ma Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. There's no difference between the name of God and God Himself.
事实上，神的名字和神本人是没有区别的。
If you're glorifying God by chanting His holy name, He's pleased. And Prabhupada said, Krishna is no poor man. He's no poor man. He's Bhagyaman. He's the owner of all. If He wants, He can flood the whole world with more facilities than we can even imagine.
所以呢，如果我们只是对去唱诵 Krishna 的名字的话， Krishna 就会非常被喜悦。爸爸说， Krishna 不是一个穷人，他我们如果能够喜悦他的话，他事实上可以给这个世界上，赐给我们很多很多的物质财富，很多的宝石，我们用不完。
But sometimes you see the posters in India, Lakshmi. So Lakshmi is there in her hands like this, and from her hands coming all the gold coins like a fountain.
我们如果去看一下印度的这些画，我们看到 Lakshmi Devi， 就是说幸运女神，她的手那是这样放的。这个手她其实是在撒给你金子，那像山一样，像泉水一样涌过来。
And material people they scoff at the idea. This is some what is this hedonism, some idol. No, it's true.
这些物质主义者他们就会嘲笑这一点，他们说这里完全是偶像崇拜了。
You're spending millions and billions of dollars to increase material prosperity.Just take a few hours a day and try chanting Hare Krishna. See what happens. You're going to so much expense, so don't scoff at the idea. Just try it. Organize, you know, Maha Mahotsava Sankirtan parties throughout Beijing and Washington and Wellington and Canberra and chant Hare Krishna. Just try it. See what happens. You will be very surprised.
你已经花了成百万、成十、成亿、成亿的这个金钱去做各种各样的物质上的事情。如果你就是去尝试一下，你不要再嘲笑，你就尝试一下去唱诵Hare Krishna，在北京、在 Wellington、在 Washington、在 Canberra 这些地方、这些首都啊，都去唱诵Hare Krishna，你会看到这个结果，让你非常的惊讶。
Of course, it's not that we chant Hare Krishna for material prosperity. We chant for God. But these are some side things.Especially doesn't want his devotees to live in austere conditions. He wants us to live a nice, simple life and chant Hare Krishna.
当然呢，我们唱诵 Hare Krishna 并不是为了物质上的利益，我们是为了培养对神的爱。但是呢，这里也是一个副产品，因为 Krishna 不希望看到他的奉献者过着一种非常苦行的生活，他希望我们好活得好好的，然后一边好好的去唱诵他的名字。
To the Bhakti Sananda Saraswati related the story how in the early 1930s there was a plague. the plague in Calcutta. Many people, they were dying like flies, so to speak.
Bhaktisi Danda Sarvathakur, 他曾经说在大概二十世纪的三十年代，在扎尔各答曾经有一次饥荒，人们像那个苍蝇一样死得一堆一堆的。
So some sadhu, he came from Navadvipa, with the Kirtan party, and they did Kirtan all around Calcutta for 1 week. They didn't stop, almost 22 hours a day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama
Rama, Hare Hare.
And you know what? The plague stopped.
然后呢，就有一批沙，就有一批圣人从 Navadvipa 来到了加尔各答，他们就24小时的在整个加尔各答城市不断的唱诵 Hare Krishna 圣名。
And Bhaktisananda Saraswati Thakur, he gave that as evidence of the potency of the holy names. Mother Yasoda, whenever Krishna would get into difficulty to counteract the influence of the demons and the rakshasas and the ghosts, she would always chant names of Vishnu among the Vedas to protect them. So,these things can be done if we're going for the ultimate purpose of serving Krishna.
那么亚舒达妈妈，我们知道 Krishna 的母亲，她为了保护这个 Krishna 免于所有的灾难和恶魔的侵袭等等，她就不断的念 Vishnu 的名字。你看，她就来保护她的孩子，一直在她的孩子旁边的念。那其实最终还是要去服务主，取悦主。
So that's material prosperity.
这就是物质上的利益。
Kings tax the people to perform yogas and regular Vishnu people.
一国王他们会收这个臣民的税，然后用这个税收来做祭祀，然后人们从中也得到了利益。
As far as his most important duty to ensure that people were making spiritual progress, the king was obliged to make sure people were following religious principles.
但是人们的最主要的职责就是去取得灵性上的进步，那么这个政府的职责呢，就是让人们也是在灵性上不断的进步。
No, but he didn't tell them which religion to practice, but he made sure that they were following.Religious principles, which ultimately are universal.
他们不会告诉我们去追随某一项宗教原则，实际上他应该告诉我们去追随这个普遍的宗教原则。
He didn't tell them you have to be, you have to be Catholic, or you have to be Protestant, you have to be Muslim. No, are you following the principles? That's what you do.
那么这个国王的职责，他会告诉你好好的去追随。天主教的那个法则也好，还基督教的法则也好，穆斯林的法则也好，你只要认你不管你在哪个宗教，你就好好的去追随里面的这些原则，你就会很好。
It's like I read in the series of Prabhupada letters. I read that Prabhupada said that the most important duty of the GBC, who are our material managers, is to go around to their temples and ask everyone if they're chanting the 16 mantras.
我曾经看到爬爬的一系列给门徒的信，其中他就经常提到，他说他就对着庙长说，你到每个庙里面去问这些这些庙里的奉献者有没有念十六圈 GBC。
Now to ensure that both material and spiritual progress were going on smoothly, the king had another duty.
那么除了保证人们的这些物质上的繁荣之外，国王还有一个职责。
He had to make sure there was no sinful activity.
同时呢，他要保证这个整个是整个国家没有罪恶活动。
It's like we hear Maharaj Pariksha. He was a Rajarishi, he was a saintly person. But part of his duty was to tour his kingdom and make sure to see the most sinful activities.
我们知道 Maharaj Pariksha 他本身是一个圣人国王，所以他还有一个职责，他就在整个国王国里面不断的旅行游行，这样能保证整个国家没有任何罪恶活动。
If a sinful activity messes up your body.
因为罪恶活动会让我们的身体非常就是一点都失去所有的平衡和规律。
Material prosperity is meant for the body, so if you do sinful activities, your body gets messed up.
那物质繁荣其实也是为了满足这个身体，但是如果我们一切都乱掉的话，那我们这个身体是没办法好起来的。
So、you take meat, you take intoxication, messes your body, your mind, your blood.
如果我们去吃肉，我们去麻醉，去等等，那么我们的整个的身体就会完全被毁掉。我们去做这些罪恶活动的话，就等于把这个物质繁荣扔到了窗外。
It messes up the soul.
这个同时呢，也会给我们灵魂带来痛苦。
Not that anything can affect the soul, but we have that phrase, "Atmahani, killer of the soul." When he engages in meat eating, he kills his chances for self-realization.
这跟给灵魂带来痛苦，不是说他就被这个经念里面被比作是试图在杀害这个灵魂。他的意思呢，就是让我们失去了取得灵性进步的机会。
So the king was doing yagyas, and there was material prosperity, and he was making sure that people were following their religious principles, but people were sinful, then everything was lost.
那么这些国王呢，他在做这种祭祀，给我们带来这些物质上的繁荣。
And he was lost too, because Manasamhita says that the king, he inherits 1/6 of the sinful reactions of his people.
人类失败了，那对于国王来说也失败了。为什么呢？在这个经典里面说，这个国王他得承担他的臣民的罪恶的六分之一。
People want, I want to be a politician and I'll have so much facility and people will honor me and love me. Hello.Manasamhita said if you're a leader, then you imbibe 1/6 of the good karma and the bad karma of your people.
很多人只是想我要做一个领导，我要做受到人们的崇拜，受到人们的爱戴等等。但事实上 ，Manasamhita 这本书里面说到，一个领导他必须承受他的臣民的好的业报的六分之一和坏的业报的六分之一。
So if there's something like 30 million or 100 million or 1 billion people in your country, watch out. You're gonna get some pretty heavy reactions. You're gonna stop, curve down that sin.
所以说，一个国家人或者一个城市，如果它有3000万，或者说1000万或者说10亿的人口的话，那么这个时候这些人都在从事罪恶活动的话，那么就这个领导会非常的糟糕。
We see that very often.Modern leaders, they meet a very violent death.
所以呢，通常情况我们会看到现在的很多政治家，他们的死亡的方式都是非常暴力的。
Even in my country, America, which is considered so prosperous and so quote unquote civilized, there's been so many presidents who've been assassinated.
即便在我的国家，也就是美国，这个美国被称为是非常整个世界是非常繁荣的，但是在美国有很多的总统都是被暗杀的。
Some of the best or some of the worst, depends how you look at it.Some of the best or some of the worst have been assassinated.
很多的政党，就是他们这个政党纷争，导致很多的最好的领导、总统和最糟的总统都是被刺杀的。
So therefore, to rule, one, he couldn't be a pansy. He couldn't be weak. He had to be powerful. He couldn't be weak.
所以呢，如果要统治的话，这个领导他必须是非常有力量的，而不能是软弱的、虚弱的。
Soryam tejo vidya jaksham vidya jaksham heroism power。
他应该像一个有英雄的特色。
Determination。
他有力量，他有决心。
Resourcefulness。
他要非常足智多谋。
Courage in battle。
作战当中要有勇气。
Generosity。
还有慷慨。
And leadership。
还有这个管理层领导。
Natural qualities of a Kshatriya king.
同时呢，他应该具备做一个沙地利或者说一个国王、一个领导的一种自然的品性。
But the 12th canto of Bhagavatam says, Dashu, Payeshu, Rajeshu, that in Kali Yuga most of the kings, they'll simply be suitors, they'll be thieves.
但是在佛教瓦他的第十二篇里面说的，现在这个卡利年的这些国王大部分都是苏转，都是小偷。
But actually to deal with these bad elements, the king had to be very brave. He had to go out and fight himself.
但事实上，如果我们要去反击这些影响的话，那这些国王本身他们必须非常的勇敢、有力量，他们得自己去作战。
Chanakapanda says to control a bull with a ring in his nose.
Chanakapanda 曾经说，如果你要控制一头公牛的话，你要去拉住他的鼻子上的缰绳。
You can control an elephant with a goad or an iron bar with a hook on it.
如果你要控制大象的话，你要通过它的这个鼻子上也有个什么
？You control a horse with a whip.
你要控制马了，你得用鞭子。
And you control a rascal man.
控制一个恶棍用什么
？Stick.
用棍子。
So king had to be good at the stick.
所以呢，这个国王他必须善于使用这个棍子。
Or better yet, the sword.
更好的使用弓箭。
The king caught someone who was a murderer, then he would be tried and he would be murdered. He would be killed.
如果一个这个国王他要去去惩罚一个谋杀者的话，那么他就必须去杀死这个谋杀者也会被杀。
Nowadays, out of sentiment, there's no death penalty. Death penalty was good. It freed the murderer from sinful reactions and scared people that they wouldn't commit crimes.
现在人们都比较感性，现在已经没有死刑，但是其实死刑是好的。因为这些人如果犯了罪的话，通过死刑就能把他所有这个罪的反应清除掉了。
So in days of yore, the kings had to be very courageous people.
所以在我们现在这个年代，这些要做国王的话，必须是非常有勇气的。
Powerful.
要有力量。
Therefore, you see the king, he always had this aura around him. He had fancy clothes and big swords and knives and beautiful crown and big chair to sit in and gorgeous buildings and lots of soldiers.So people would be intimidated. We have to follow the king. it was all part of the purpose.
所以我们通常情况，我们看到一个国王全身闪闪发光，穿的这个袍子也闪闪发光的，还有美丽的皇冠啦，还有很繁华的座位啊等等，还有豪华的宫殿等等。这样你一看到他，你自己就觉得非常渺小，然后你肯定要听他的。
Chanaka Panda says a Brahmin's strength is in his learning.
卡拉彭尼曾经说，一个婆罗门的力量在于他的知识。
A vaishya's strength is in his wealth.
Vaishya 的力量在于他的财富。
A sudra's strength is in his attitude of service.
那么 sudra 的力量在于他的服务态度。
And a kshatriya's strength?
一个沙地利的力量在于
his sword.
在于他的剑。
Actually, it's the literal translation is in his army.
实际上还有一个翻译，就一个它的字面的翻译是指它的军队。
So these kings, they had no qualms about going into battle themselves.
那么这些国王呢，他们就根本就不需要亲自上战场。
When there was no fight, the Kshatriyas, they were a little bit upset. Hey, there's nothing to do. We're getting, you know, restless.
他们会自己上战。但那个时候没有战争的话，这些沙地就坐立不安了。就是他们想去打。
Shudras, they like to work with their hands. Vaishyas, they like to milk the cows.
就好像苏哲他们喜欢去做手工劳动，那么这些歪向他们喜欢去挤牛奶。
Take the nipple of the cow and you pull and then you do your fingers like this, and you just like that. This is, they liked it. Hands were very strong. Like to milk the cows.
这些歪向他们这个手是非常有力气，他们喜欢这样去挤这个牛奶，这是他们的功能，他们这个手很有力量的。
And Brahmins they like to preach.
那婆罗门他也喜欢去传教。
Two things Brahmins don't like. They don't like dirt and they don't like ignorance.
婆罗门通常有两件事不喜欢，一个是不喜欢脏，一个不喜欢。
You don't have to ask a devotee to go on sankirtan. He's just waiting at the door when I can go out and preach.
你不需要叫一个废人赶快去做sankirtan，这个废人一直会等在门口，我什么时候才能出去传教？
So if there's no fight, the kshatriyas, hey, they're upset. They get around, they get a little fatty, they eat too much, they get lazy. You want to fight?So if they don't fight, then they fight amongst themselves.
所以呢，这些沙地利如果他没有仗打的话，他就不高兴了，因为他没事情做了，他就开始自己作战，自己打起来了。
So this courage was admired by the people who followed the kings into battle.
那么这种，因为他的具备这种勇气，那人们就非常的佩服他，这些人自然就会去追随他去作战。
Sometimes even the wives of such kings demonstrated.Such skills in leadership.
甚至有的时候，我们看到有这些国王的，他们妻子也能够展示出一种领导的才能。
Just like when Krishna rescued Rukmini.
比如说，我们知道 Krishna 他就去拯救了 Rukmini.
In order to fight, Krishna had to turn around and shoot arrows at the enemy. Rukmini, she was driving the chariot. She was the reins of the chariot.
那么 Krishna 为了作战呢，他就必须转过头去向后面的军队追赶他们的这些人的射箭。这个时候就是Rukmini来掌管这个缰绳。
And there's a famous story in Rajasthan when Queen.
Rajasthan 有一个非常出名的故事，它是一个皇后的故事。
The Muslims had attacked the kingdom.
当时呢，穆斯林来统治来攻击这个国家。
And the king and all those people were inside the.Castle.
那么这国王还对所有的臣民，他们就在一个城堡里面。
And the king was killed by one arrow.
这国王呢，最后被一支箭射死了。
And many soldiers.
同时呢，很多士兵也被杀了。
So it looked like the Muslims had won the battle. Actually, there were only a few, the queen and a few of her ladies and some other ladies, some soldiers there. Something like that.
事实上，到了最后这个作战结束的时候，只有这个皇后，还有其他的一些女士以及其他的一些士兵还活着，其他都被杀了。
So the Muslim king, he said that he wanted to come in and have some discussion.
穆斯林这个国王他就说他想今晚想跟他们来谈判一下。
So the queen agreed, but she would not allow herself to be seen by that Muslim king.
这个皇后她同意了，但是呢，她不许这个穆斯林的国王看到她。
So, some series of mirrors were set up in such a way that the king, the Muslim king, could see her reflection, but not her direct form, her direct body.
然后呢，他们就用这个镜子这样一层一层的这样安排下来，只有这个国王能够看到这个皇后的这个镜子里面反射这个影子，但是没办法直接看到这个皇后。
So he was talking to her, but he was looking her at a reflection in the mirror because a chaste woman doesn't want a sinful, lusty man to look upon.
所以呢，这个国王他在跟这个皇后谈话，但是呢，他只能通过看到他镜子里面这个影子来说，因为这个女子非常的贞洁，他不希望被一个充满色欲的人盯着他看。
So that Muslim king, he said, I will spare all of your people if tomorrow you come to my camp.
那这个国王就对这个皇后说，如果你答应明天到我的这个阵营里面来跟我享受的话，我会把你国家所有的臣民都放掉。
You come with some of your maidservants, and you come to my camp, and myself and my men, we will enjoy you, and then we will let all of your people go free. You won't feel.
国王就对这个皇后说，如果你明天带着你下面的一些女仆，然后到我这个阵营里面。让我和我手下的这些男人来享受你们，那我就会把你们全国所有的人都释放掉。
So she thought for a moment, she said, "Okay."
想了一会儿，然后说，好吧。
The maidservants were terrified. Oh no, we're going to be enjoyed at the hands of all these Muslim
men. 然后他手下面所有的女仆都非常的惊慌，说，天哪，我们现在要到被这些充满色迷迷的人来享受了。
So she said, no, she said, we will go. She told the Muslim king, we will come in our palanquins. And you can enjoy us to your heart's content. Because we want all our people to go free. We don't want you to kill all the rest of our subjects.
因为我们希望我们现在所有的这些臣民都被释放，都得到自由，不希望被你们囚禁。
So the Muslim king asked, said, "Okay, we will spare you. You come to my camp tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon."
那这个国王就说：“好吧，我把你们都放了，你明天下午3点钟到我这个阵营里面来。
”So this queen, she was a Kshatriya blood.
这个皇后她本身就有一种杀敌的这个血液。
Her husband, who died in the battle, was a very powerful Kshatriya. She was, you know.Not a simple village girl, she knew about the art of warfare.
Her 这个非常有力量的丈夫已经在战场上被战死了。那她并不是一个乡村姑娘，她也是一个杀敌的血液，她其实是懂得这个作战机理的。
So, the next day, all the Muslim soldiers got drunk.
第二天，穆斯林还下面的所有的士兵都喝醉了。
Oh, the Hindu girls are coming, we're going to enjoy them.
他们就想，这些印度教的姑娘们要来了，我们明天好好的享受他们。
And sure enough, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they saw the castle doors open, and hundreds of palanquins came out.
然后到了下午3点，这个城堡大门打开了，然后有成千上万的成百上千的这个轿子出来了。
You know, in Vedic culture, when a woman would go somewhere in a palanquin, it was all closed, so the men couldn't see them.
我们知道在伟大的这个印度教的这个它的传统，就是所有的女子出来，如果坐在轿子上，所有的轿子那个门都是关上的，那个帘子都垂下来的。
So all these palanquins, hundreds of palanquins are coming towards the camp of the Muslims. They're laughing at me. I want that one. I want number 3. You know, so they came out of their tents, they put all their weapons there, and they came out dancing and singing, and then all the palanquins came and encircled.All the Muslim soldiers like that, and I want that one. No, I'm going to get that one. No, I'm going to have that one.
所以这成百上千个轿子出来之后，那地面的这些穆斯林这些士兵啊，他们所有人都已经喝得醉醺醺的，然后武器也都扔了，然后就开始要，我要这个，我要那个，我要这个，我要3号4号。然后这个时候所有的轿子就把他们团团围住，然后他们还在那儿争吵，我要这个，我要那个。
And suddenly one of the curtains of the palanquin opened up and the queen stepped out.
突然这个其中一个轿子这个门掀开了，然后这个皇后出来了。
And then the Muslim soldiers went crazy. Oh, she's so beautiful. And she gave the order, she said, now open the palanquins. And all her soldiers, the men who had survived the battle, they all stepped out. There were hundreds of soldiers there, and they slaughtered those Muslim soldiers who didn't have any weapons. They were all drunk with no weapons, and they were slaughtered. It's a true story. In this way, she saved the kingdom. She was a woman. She was a Khatriya woman. She was well-versed in the art of warfare.
所以呢，当这个皇后一出来呢，所有的人都被惊呆了。因为她长得太，都在那儿大叫，她怎么这么美啊？长得太美了。这个时候，这个皇后一站出来，然后叫上面所有的轿子门掀开，然后所有的出来是谁？不是那些姑娘，是不是女仆？是剩下的所有的士兵拿了武器，把这些喝得醉醺醺的、也没有武器的这些穆斯林士兵一个全部杀掉了。所以就通过他这样一种杀敌的这种才能或者这种血液，他就拯救了他的王国。
Maybe some of you ladies,
这是一个真实的故事。
Maybe some of you ladies have the blood of the emperor.
可能你们中间某些女士也有一个女皇的这个才能，血液。
Maybe some of you girls have the royal blood running through your veins from your ancestors who were emperors and great kings in China.
可能你们中间某些女子，你们的祖先就是中国的以前的国王，所以你们的肚子那个身上也有这种沙地的血液。
I can train you to be, Khatriya Innis.
我们就可以把你们训练成 Khatriya Innis.
Actually, Papa wanted to train us all as Brahmins and.
真正爬爬是要把我们都训练成婆罗门。
So.There are so many things we could discuss, but this is leadership. This is how the kings and days of yore, and the same principles, the same philosophy can be applied or to some degree adapted to modern society.
So, this is 伟大的这种训示，其实呢，也就是也有这种也包含了这种领导才能。但是呢，我们应该把这所有的这些这种方式、都运用在我们的灵修当中，生活和生活。
Modern politicians would do well to read these verses of Bhagavad Gita.
现在的这些政客们，他们实际也应该来读读国家法坛。
To learn how to perform yajna for prosperous life.
他们应该学习做祭祀，以便让物质生活繁荣。
To encourage people in religious activity.
应该鼓励人们从事宗教活动。
To learn how to protect the innocent and how to conduct civilized warfare.
应该教会人们如何去保护这些无辜的人，让他们去学习做恰当的作战技能。
Government should all pass laws that any aspiring politicians they should regularly study.
政府应该颁发这样一道法律，凡是有任何人想要做政治家的话，他们应该先去经常去学习国家法坛。
Antara Shima Bhagavatam Ki
Jai
Guru Gobind Ki
Jai
Maharaj Yudhishthir Ki
Jai
Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki
Jai
Hare Krishna Mahamantra Yajna Parayesh Ki
Jai
Govind
Hari Bol.
So we'll actually end here.
那我们就停在这儿了。
Maharaj is suggesting a question to get this book exactly 1 hour. I think that's enough.
马上就建议我们还留一些时间问问题，但是呢，现在刚刚一个小时，我想应该是差不多了。
We have a lot of preparation for the festival coming up tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday.
那么还有很多，为了明天的这个节日，我们要搭建舞台等等，还有很多的准备工作要做。现在我们来做 Guru Puja。
Guru Puja。
Jai。